love to you.
St. Louis is getting something pretty big.
And Remy saw it before everybody else.
Yeah.
New Country 92.3, nobody plays more New Country. Mason and Remy, we each have our hobbies. Mine include video games and Star Wars. Remy's include, would you say, saltwater fish, reefing?
Keeping coral in my basement.
That kind of thing. And but no, in a much bigger way, in the way that, like, the St. Louis Aquarium is almost a mecca for his people.
Yeah, yeah, seriously. Well, there's a club in town. We call ourselves Slash, the St. Louis area...
Yeah, that's okay.
St. Louis area.
It's, so they're all salt.
Saltwater hobbyists. That's what it is.
Why do I know it? Why do I know? But regardless. Anyways,
yeah, we have this group, and the president of the group had reached out to St. Louis Aquarium initially to see if we could get a tour a long time ago, and he got the first spot. So, like, literally all these, like, coral nerds are there last night, 6:30, going through the St. Louis Aquarium. First run. See, preempting now, media. Like, we didn't even get, like, any media opportunities yet.
And now I know why we were doing the last traffic report last night. Remy had his backpack on. He was like, I'm ready to go. I have to go. But he ran out the door to this very special, exclusive, like, first time ever you're going to see. And I know they open Christmas Day. The St. Louis Aquarium will be open to the public for the first time Christmas Day, right?
Yes. We were not allowed to take any pictures.
Right.
We were told that if we took any pictures, we would have to be escorted out. So I kept it in my pocket. I wanted to take so many pictures because there is actually fish and sharks and manta rays and a whole bunch of different things that are going to be so cool, and you're going to love it. I couldn't take any pictures. We got to see, because we're all nerds, we got to see, like, the filtration systems and stuff like that. And
okay,
nerd
so maybe
out about
this
that.
Wasn't something I but felt I like I was
say,
missing out
but
on.
But I will say that the entry point of the aquarium is probably one of the most unique things. I don't want to spoil too much, but I will say there's a huge display. You will have to ride and board a train to get to the aquarium. You'll know what that means when you get in there. And they've got a couple of different views of a...
Union Station. I'm sorry, I'm putting it all together. Yeah.
There's a couple of different... views of the largest tank that they have there. And the ultimate for me is standing in front of it from head to toe. There's glass in front of me, and I've just got fish all over the place. It's just, there are multiple times that you feel like you're actually in the tank. And the kids are going to love it because they actually get to touch things.
Sounds like this kid loves it.
I do love it.
He wants to be Aquaman.
I am Aquaman.
I can tell that you're open. Again, Christmas Day, the St. Louis Aquarium opens. A very cool place, a destination. If you're looking for something to do, you know the kids are going to be out of school, and there's going to be a point where you're going to go, I don't know what to do with these kids after they're done playing with the presents. St. Louis Aquarium sounds like a good place to go.